about you all, but I done had some issues in my life. Instead of seeing like the issues were getting better, seemed like it was getting worse. I mean, take for my life, for example. When I was in the world, it seemed like instead of my life getting better, it seemed like it was getting worse. But until I met up with a man named Jesus one day. See, he turned everything around for me. And then I went from worse to better. And ever since I've been walking with Jesus, my life is getting better and better each and every day. I'm not saying I don't ride all the way, but I just said my life is better than what it used to be. And Lord, you know, you can remember too, your life is better than what it used to be. I'm not the only one that had issues in my life. Paul had issues with sin. And Lord, all right? But I'm going to tell you, I don't care what issue you may have in life. I don't care how big and maybe how small your issue may be. We have a God that can handle any issue.
Yes.
He can handle our issues all at the same time.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't care. I can have an issue. You can have the issue. They can have the issues. Issues can be over in Japan. Issues can be in Houston. Issues can be in Sugar Land. Issues can be in back at Africa. But God can handle all our issues at the same time.
Yeah.
We all can go to God in prayer at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That her issue was gone.
Yes.
She felt the blood dry up in her body. See, Jesus, you know, God reminded me of that Bonnie Pepper child. They said Bonnie can wipe away, wipe up any issue. Now mine is the leading brand. See, it's quick.
Even before Jared came, Jesus had just got through casting a demon out of this man. See, Jesus, he went from place to place. See, we have to understand Jesus' case. And I told you a while ago, God can be everywhere at the same time. He can take care of all our needs at the same time. But one thing we have to remember right here, Jesus, when he came down to earth, the Son of God, yes, he was 100% God, but all at the same time, he was 100% man. But that man in him, that 100% man, can allow him, his body, to be everywhere at the same time. See, now, don't get me wrong now. Now, Jesus could have been on this side of the river and sent a healing word to the other side, and somebody could have been healed. But I'm talking about bodily. Jesus could not be everywhere at the same time. So sometimes Jesus had to walk places. Sometimes he went by a boat every now and then. Sometimes he may rode a donkey every now and then. But the 100% of him could not be everywhere at the same time. But when he did arrive, he took care of things. Thank the Lord, all right. Thank the Lord, all right. But Jesus went on to Jairus' house. And once Jesus got there, there was crying and wailing going on. They were crying like there was no hope. And the Lord, all right. They were crying. Jesus like, okay, well, what's going on here? I'm here. Ain't the Lord all right? But see, they were crying like there was no hope. See, that's why a whole lot of time, you know, when we lose loved ones sometimes we cry like there's no hope. But if that loved one is it died in the Lord, reality, we should not be weeping like that. It ought to be a joyful occasion that this person is going home to be with the Lord, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Ain't the Lord all right? It's going to be nice to be present with the Lord. To get out of this hellhole here. Ain't the Lord all right? I'm not trying to rush my time now, but it's going to be better with the Lord than it is right now. Ain't the Lord all right? That's why sometimes, when we be at funerals, that's why, a whole lot of time we be at funerals, it's already a sad occasion to us. And you get these people up there want to sing a song and sing a solo and everything, and they want to sing the damn for Amazing Grace. Why not just sing Amazing Grace like Amazing Grace, how sweet thou sound that saved a wretch like me. Why not just sing it, but sing like they want to get in there. Lord, all right. So Jesus went in. said, Comey, I said, arise. Mm-hmm. And the little girl rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord, all right? Mm-hmm. So I'm here to tell you, Jesus can take all of the issues, mm-hmm. all at the same time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care how big or small you may think your issue may be. Mm-hmm. But me to tell you, Jesus can take care of issues. Mm-hmm. Well, he told the little girl to arise. You see, it's some things we need to rise from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, this little girl, she rise from the dead. Mm-hmm. But see, it's some dead situations we need to rise from. Mm-hmm. It's some dead relationships we need to rise from. Mm-hmm. There's some dead in the streets we need to rise from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the relationships we have, we know it's the dead end. Mm-hmm. And we want to stay in that dead relationship. Mm-hmm. No, the relationship ain't going nowhere. Mm. You know, if a man been with you for 10 years, he ain't asked you to marry. I don't want to say what I really want to say. that's why I say sometimes, Lord, I need a prison ministry. But what I'm going to tell you, you know, if he ain't asked you 10 years, he ain't planning on marrying you anyway. Leave him alone. That's a dead end relationship. Rise from that. You can't get nobody else because you're trying to hold on to this dead end relationship. Let that thing go. Let it go. Like Teddy Pendergrass said, I think about it, let it go. You're like another level TKO. Let it go. Knock it out. I'm trying to hold on to it. Ain't the best thing you ever met. There's somebody else. God got somebody else for you. But the thing is, God can't see nothing because you're trying to hold on to this dead end relationship.
Yes, sir.
I had to let go of some dead end relationships in my life. But then, like the songwriter said, Tyrone said, I used to go outside all night long. Until that sweet thing, she came along. Until that sweet thing, she came along. No more stand out late. I finally narrowed down just to one person. And that's Sister Foley.